We are the 1, 2, 3
Star Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up? I'm Eddie. I know the least about sports, but I am your average sports fan, sports watcher. I just don't know the who's who's or the what's what's.
What's up, you guys? I am Ray. I'm from the North. I absolutely love to go on a lake and ice fish. I love football, wrestling, and if you go to a bar and a guy is shotgunning a beer, it's probably me.
That's who we are. We're called the Sore Losers, and we'd like to start this out with a little game we call
Would You Rather?
Game on!
Would you rather have an unlimited gift card to your favorite restaurant or your favorite clothing store?
That's the easiest would you rather I've ever heard.
Okay, that's interesting, because I think it's a difficult one.
Give me an everlasting gift card to my favorite restaurant. Who cares about my clothes? Like, I don't even buy my clothes. Like, my wife, my mom, my sister, my mother-in-law, they're the ones that buy my clothes. I never walk into a store and buy my own clothes.
That is hilarious that you say that about clothes. Are you done?
I'm done. I mean, that's great that your sister is dressing you. That's impressive.
My sister will send me stuff. Like, I found this. I thought it looked good on you. I sent it to you.
Wow.
Guys, give me the food as well. I'll take that any day over the clothes. I'm going to be the same as Eddie. My sister dresses me, my girlfriend, and my mom.
Boom.
I never go to a store and buy clothes. What I'm wearing right now is a free t-shirt they sent up here. I hate dressing and hate doing that stuff. Give me food.
Yep. Lunchbox?
I hate dressing also, but I'm going to take a gift card to the clothing store.
You're just being different.
No, I'm not being different, and I'm going to tell you why. Because you can only eat your favorite restaurant so many times before you get tired of the food. Yes. It's true. You go to the same restaurants over and over and over and over again. Eventually, you get tired of it. If you have unlimited to the clothing store, you can get clothes for the rest of your life. After a year, you're going to get tired of eating that same restaurant three times a week. That's what happens. You get burned out. That's why I'm saying give me the clothes.
Rebuttal. So, just like a restaurant, the store,
objection.
The store has its own kind of clothing. So, like, pick a store.
I don't know.
I mean, if you go Banana Republic, everything in Banana Republic looks the same. Like, it's not like you get a variety of, like, ooh, they got cool swim trunks. Oh, yeah, they got cool flip-flops.
You're going to have a shirt, but in 10 different colors.
This dude's going to look sweater V-neck.
You're absolutely
with
wrong.
Khakis.
You are absolutely wrong. I wear a lot of, what is that thing I have on my wear?
Psycho Bunny.
Psycho Bunny, is that it?
Yeah.
And they have different styles and different colors and different, I mean, it's not all just one thing. They have a whole separate, they have all different lines, long sleeve, short sleeve, different patterns, different colors. The restaurant, they got the same meals. It's not changing.
Yes, it does. They have breakfast, lunch, dinner, different menus. And sometimes some restaurants have secret menus that you don't even know about.
Okay, well, we disagree. We disagree on this one. I know I go to the same restaurants, and so I get tired of the food sometimes, and so I have to give it a month before I can go back because I've eaten there so much.
You want to know how much I care less little about clothes?
No.
One time I got a gift card for a Lacoste t-shirt. It was like a $200.
That's the one with the little crocodile on it.
Yes, a very sought-after shirt. Very rich people wear these types of clothes. I hate shopping so much, I kept putting it off. The gift card expired. I never got the free shirt because I hate going shopping so much.
I hate shopping so much. I hate it. It drives me insane. But the fact that I know I'd be able to get free clothes for the rest of my life, it would be okay with me to have the clothing. That way I go in, I get it. Okay, I don't have to look at the price tag. I get whatever I want. Boom, I'm out.
Okay. So if you were to pick that gift card for your favorite clothing store right now, what would it be? I mean, this is it. You've got to pick that everlasting gift card.
I got to go Forever 21.
Your restaurant.
I know, but I'm still going to go Forever 21.
That's a girl's short.
It is girl, but they have a lot of guy stuff too, and it's
really
a good mix. Yeah, they've got swimwear, they have dress stuff, also casual, and then you want to go
You know what is good is that Nordstrom Rack Saks Off the Fifth or something.
Nordstrom Rack is a little tough though, because you're going to be wearing, like, instead of your medium size underwear, you're sometimes got to get a large. They don't fit as good.
No, you can find your size. They have everything there.
Cut, you're missing the point. The Nordstrom Rack is like the outlet store of Nordstrom.
Yeah, that's where I shop though. I get everything when it's on clearance.
But if it's free with a gift card, why don't you just go to Nordstrom? That's where all the clothes is from, but Nordstrom Rack, it's missing a button or like...
No, they're not...
Nordstrom Rack is usually pretty good. The stuff I have the trouble with is the sizes. Like, I can't ever find my perfect medium, large type clothes where I'll stretch and get a large that's not going to fit me as good, but hey, it's half the price.
That's interesting because I go to Nordstrom Rack and I have no problem whatsoever finding whatever I need and it's all clearance, so it's pretty... But I see what you're saying now that why don't I just go to Nordstrom? I've never shopped in... I don't think I've been to Nordstrom. No, I've been to Nordstrom. And they play the piano in Nordstrom,
yes,
I think.
Yes, the Christmas
There's
piano.
A mall in Austin that has a Nordstrom, and I went in there and they played the piano, and I was like, man, this is a classy establishment.
I did go to Nordstrom like recently, and my wife got me a shirt, and she was like, it's a really cool shirt. Like, it's valued at $250. It's awesome, but I got it for $30 because it has an ink stain right here, like where you would put a pen. I'm like, that's fine. I'll just tell people they ask, like, yeah, I put a marker there. Like, no big deal.
How much did they get it for?
Like $30.
It's not bad.
Right? And she was like, originally like $250.
And do you think sometimes they put that original sticker on there it's a fake price just to make you feel good, like you're getting a deal?
Dude, that's so smart.
But
I
don't think they can legally. No, I think they can get in trouble.
They can do whatever they want. Like, whenever they say the world's best whatever, that's not true.
That's a different type thing. Oh. But my girl was doing these Monday sales. She was also doing Black Friday. And online, it would say originally $80. Now it's $3.
Yeah, I'm like, come on.
I think legally it at one point had to be $80 or they could get sued.
Yeah, when it's first invented.
Well, it's
You might be right. I don't know if they can get sued or not, but I always think, I see that and I'm like, are they just lying to me to make me think I'm getting a better deal?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
Sort of like you go to the bookstore and it's a new release and it says already 15% off. So I think they just price it 15% higher than they want to sell it for, and then you think you're getting a deal.
I'll give you another example. There's a grocery store here in town, and they have a gas station in front. And the gas is...
Where are you getting your groceries?
The gas is easily...
At Kroger Republic. Okay, sorry.
The gas is easily 30 cents.
I thought you were getting groceries at a gas station.
No, it's a grocery store, and then outside
of
the grocery
store. I know what it is now. My bad.
So, and the gas is easily 20 cents lower than any other gas station in the area. Like, easy. So people are always there, but you have to have that rewards gift card, that card that you scan every time you get your groceries. What people don't realize is that they jack up the price of your groceries. So when you use your little card, it knocks off 10 cents and then it gives you cheap gas. No one is giving you free anything. You're paying an overpriced box of cereal so you can get gas.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're a genius, dude.
That's all businesses do.
I worked at a grocery store in high school, and they had the Remarkable card, and it's just, you get the card, and you think you're saving $5. Really, if you went to another grocery store, you'd probably...
It was already the discounted price.
They just make you feel special because you have a Remarkable card.
And that's the same as was $80, now $3.
But you don't have to buy the groceries to get the cheap gas. So I don't understand what you're saying. All you do is get the card and then just go to the gas station.
No, you need to scan your rewards card.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, but once you use it, you're good. You can't get cheap gas for like 2 weeks.
You got to spend more money in the store.
Rewards points.
Oh, I thought you meant like on the sign it was cheap.
No. Well, underneath the sign it says with your rewards card.
Call me a millennial. Have you guys ever looked at the price of gas before you get gas?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, my brother does it every time. I don't know if I've ever looked at the price. I'm just like, oh, gas station.
It'll happen. Like, I remember specifically like 2 years ago, I would make fun of my brother all the time and be like, dude, you got to stop comparing gas prices. You're just wasting your life. Now, when I leave my neighborhood, if I go right, it's Richerville.
Yeah.
Like, more rich people, expensive gas. If I take a left, like, 3 blocks that way, it's cheaper gas.
Hey, so get your gas in the ghetto. There's a chance you might get carjacked, but you're going to get cheap gas.
That's the truth.
You're going to save 5 cents a gallon right here at Citco.
Hey, John, get in the car. Here they go.
Boys, if your gas tank takes 20 gallons, 5 cents a gallon times 20, that's...
It's a dollar.
That's... saving a dollar.
The dollar does sound a lot better than when I see it's just a couple cents different, but yeah, that adds up over 20 gallons. So there you go.
Well, yeah, if it's 3 cents cheaper, you save 60 cents. Yeah, which over the, a year is what, I don't know how many times you fill up, but let's, you know what I'm saying. But yes, it does add up.
There's one thing that
but
my
wife...
But
if you drive out of your way, here's
go ahead,
I'm just going to tell you. If you're driving out of your way to save the 5 cents, you realize you're wasting more gas to get to that gas station than you would, than you're saving.
But mine is really two blocks to the left, 2 blocks to the right.
Right, no, I'm saying. But let's say you're on the west side of town, you're like, oh, I know that gas station on the east side of town. That's 10 cents cheaper. Yeah. I'm going to drive all the way to the east side. Guys, you're wasting more gas getting there than the gas you're saving or money you're saving.
This is the one my wife taught me recently. Like, just don't fall for it. When it says buy five for the price of whatever, like, say,
what are you talking about, a sock?
Anything. If you go to the grocery store and it's like cans of tomato, whatever, like, you buy five for a dollar each. If you really break it down, you don't have to buy the five. They just say buy five for a dollar each. So, like, you literally, you could just
buy
it.
So you're not saving money.
Your wife just taught you this?
Just taught me that, because I would always come home with the five. And she's like, we don't need five cans of tomato. Yeah, but it said if you buy five, it's a dollar each. It's the same. Like, they just write it that way so you get five.
Oh, you don't have to buy the five?
No.
Because at the gas station, if you do two proteins, it's $5.
But right, I think, but maybe if you get one, it's $2.50.
No.
I always get two.
Exactly. Sometimes at the gas station, there's a bottle. Like, if you're buying a bottled water, it'll say two for $2 or $1.20 each.
Sure. If it says or.
Right. You got to pay attention to that, because they can say that. They will put it where it's like, okay, buy three for $6 or $2.20 each.
You know what I'm learning? Americans, we're so dumb. We're so in a hurry. We don't read stuff. Some of us don't understand this. We think it's crappy marketing. It's actually a fantastic marketing. It's such a simple idea, but they're making millions of dollars off of us.
We are so dumb, one. And two, these businesses are taking advantage of us. They're tricking us. Every business you go into, it's not just like one versus the other.
So you're saying any business we go into, they're like, bunch of idiots.
They
right
all
here.
Anytime
they all see you, sucker, sucker, sucker. Yes. When you walk into a store, you have sucker written on your forehead. Everybody,
we fall for it.
Everybody listening, you are a sucker. Marketers and advertisers, I don't know what the proper term is called, but they see sucker.
Yeah.
They write things to sucker you in. They know how to, you know, manipulate your mind, and that's what they do, and they get you, and that's how they get paid, to see how many suckers they can get in the shop.
Wow.
That's it.
All right.
So you're telling me when we walk into a store, they're just like,
sucker.
Dummy.
Sucker. Yep. Sucker. Sucker.
Watch this guy. He's going to fall for the buy one, get one free.
Watch this guy. I bet he gets two protein shakes.
And when you take your coupon into the store.
Oh, that's the biggest sucker.
They're like, a little bell in the office goes, got another sucker,
sucker.
Got another sucker,
got
another sucker, sucker, dude, aisle five, sucker, aisle five.
One of my Walgreens or CVS's that I go to, they make you scan your thing at the end, they apply discounts. Most of the times I look at it, I don't think they even apply a discount. So I don't know why I even scan the card.
Well, not everything is on discount.
Oh, yeah.
There's only certain items. You got to buy the certain items,
okay,
man.
Because sometimes I scan it and I'm like, I don't even think that changed a penny.
Yeah, it didn't.
Yeah.
It didn't.
But that's, I'm a sucker, so I love it because I
sucker, sucker,
but to
sucker.
But to go full circle, I even think the gift card is a sucker idea. Like, I know this is the hypothetically unlimited gift card, but a gift card alone is a sucker idea. Like, that's just like, here's $25, but you're going to, once you get there, you're going to want something that's more than $25, and then we suckered you.
The $25 gift card is a sucker move, because nobody spends $25.
Even
it's
50,
always more.
Even 50, if you go to a 50.
Even 100, guys.
Even
everything,
100.
Because you got to spend up to 100. And if it's not exact, you don't want to leave $3.26 on that gift card. What are you going to do?
Get more.
Sucker!
Sucker! Sucker!
My grandma, she sent me a $25 Amazon gift card. What can you buy on Amazon for $25?
You can buy toothpaste. You can buy toilet paper. You can buy anything you want on Amazon.
Under $25?
Amazon has anything. A stick of gum.
Well, I typed in a bunch of stuff, and I couldn't find anything.
You're not
going to
buy
under
a pair of Nikes for $25. No.
But what I was saying is I had to spend more, because there's not a $25 item on Amazon.
What you're saying is you were a sucker.
Yes.
Sucker,
yeah.
Sucker. 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 And we are all suckers for buying into college football championship weekend.
Come on.
Okay.
Why?
So I read an interesting article on Yahoo today by Dan Wetzel. And he said, what we need to do is eliminate conference championship games.
Yes.
Just get rid of them, because he said they're pointless. Like this weekend, he says, if Alabama loses by anything less than 50, Okay, they're still in the playoffs.
Right.
So who cares? Why are we playing these games?
That's one we don't care about. But the OU Texas one.
OU Texas. Okay, right. Or the Clemson-Pittsburgh game. He says if Clemson doesn't lose by anything more than 21 points, they're still in the playoffs. So it's another game that doesn't matter.
Okay.
UCF against
Memphis. And it's called a championship. That's like the worst part. Like, it's so deceiving.
Yes.
It's like you won your conference, but.
UCF is playing Memphis. It doesn't matter. It's a game that doesn't matter. Nothing is going to happen.
They do get a trophy, though, right?
They get a trophy, and they get to say conference. But he's saying, why not get rid of that? And this weekend be the first weekend of the college playoffs and have eight teams.
Oh, that'd be quick.
So here we go. Number 8, Washington at number 1, Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Boom. Number 7, UCF at Clemson. There you go. Number 6, Ohio State at number 3, Notre Dame in South Bend. And then number 5, Oklahoma at number 4, Georgia. Boom.
It's a great plan.
Get rid of the championship weekend and you have the playoffs.
That's all good football right there.
That's
like
all good
all
football.
Those games.
All those games matter. Half the games this weekend don't matter. So what he's saying is make football count. You're playing these wasted games that it doesn't even matter.
Was it dollars versus like interesting games? Because all these championship games, they bring in revenue to the school.
But these bring in revenue. These would be bringing huge revenue.
But those other opponents that don't matter, the ones that you didn't list in those, they're also making money as well. So it's one more week for those other schools to be making money. That is for sure more interesting football.
I don't know, because in these games, like when you go to a bowl game, it makes money for the conference.
Yeah.
So you can make money for the conference doing this. I just think it's a better, and he's got a great point. I'm like, that makes it interesting football instead of wasting the weekend on no important games.
Well, and some conferences
have
a championship.
Oklahoma and Texas.
Yeah, that one's a big one. Some conferences have championships, and then just some of them randomly don't have championships?
Well, now all the conferences, I think, because the Big 12 used to not have one.
But now they do.
Now they do, because they were getting left out of the college football playoff because they didn't have a conference championship, and they were saying, oh, you know, you need that extra game, so now they put it in. So you have Texas OU this weekend. But tonight's really a big night because they'll reveal the top 10, the college football rankings.
Mm-hmm.
And we will find out.
Which, by the way, and this is something I've learned recently, those change every week, right?
Every week.
Okay. So whoever was 16 at the beginning of the season may not even be on there anymore. Like, it
Correct.
Just changes every
week.
Yeah,
they're not locked in place.
Yes. Every week they revote and they change.
And tonight you're going to be able to tell who's ahead, Ohio State or Oklahoma. That is all we need to pay attention
Oklahoma.
To.
But coach, we'll know tonight.
Oh.
No, I'm saying I don't know. Because are they going to value, Ohio State taking it to number 4 Michigan more than Oklahoma beating West Virginia? So is Ohio State going to jump Oklahoma? How does it work? And that means going into this weekend, you'll know who the favorite is to make the college football playoff.
And you know what's kind of sad? Maybe no other people really agree with me on this one. For teams that aren't making any of the playoffs or anything, their season's just over quietly. Like the Tennessee Vols, that's it. That was
they didn't
season.
Make a bowl game?
Nothing. That was their season. They lost to Vanderbilt.
That,
so they can't make a bowl.
That happens to
a lot of teams.
Most of them.
Well, about half. Almost half of college football teams make
Thank you.
And the
I
bowl
have,
games.
And I have another question. What is the difference between, and it's going to sound stupid, but really, I just get really tired of seeing all these bowl games and championship games and national championship. If you're going to rank them from the top, like what a team wants to win, national championship one, right?
That's
obviously.
It. Yeah.
Okay, but all the other bowls, because I'll watch bowl games with like people that go to that school and they're like, yeah, baby, we're playing a bowl game. It's like, yes, like we won the bowl. Like, how is it important to win bowl games? Like, what is that?
Bowl games are deceiving because you have the belief you want to win a national title, right?
Those are the top two teams in the country.
Yes, so there's going to be 4 teams in the playoff. Those are so important to those teams. Let's say you if you're Michigan, are you going to be motivated for your bowl game coming up? You're going to play maybe in the Sugar Bowl, the Orange Bowl, something. I don't know what bowl they're going to be
if they don't make the 4.
They're not in the 4. Michigan can't be in the 4.
Oh, duh.
They're
okay.
out. Because they lost to Ohio State. So are they really getting up for their bowl game? So bowl games can be deceiving because there's lack of interest. Juniors and seniors that are planning to go to the NFL, they're like,
they don't want to play a bowl
game. They don't want to play a bowl game because they don't want to get hurt
right.
if it's not for the national title. If it's just a Idaho Potato Bowl, it's like, ah. But some people get up for
That's
them.
That's a real bowl.
They practice really hard for the Humanitarian Bowl, the Texas Bowl, the Holiday Bowl.
This guy knows his bowls.
The O'Reilly Auto Parts Bowl.
Yeah, the Papa John's Bowl.
Yes. I mean, sort of like Outback Bowl.
Yes. Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
Yes.
The Sun Bowl. All these bowls. I mean, so it can be, the motivation is totally different for every team. Like last year, Auburn was in the SEC championship game. All they have to do is beat Georgia, and they're going to play in the Final Four. They lose, then they got to go play UCF.
They didn't care.
They didn't care. So, like,
did they win that bowl?
No, killed. UCF won.
Coach, they got blowed out.
So it's just a consolation prize that most of the players don't even want to play anyway.
Right. But if you're a senior and you're not going to the NFL, it's your one last time to strap them up. It's one last time to get out there with your boys and put the pads on and knock some helmet and talk some trash and play the game you love.
It's just so deceiving because the biggest football game in America is the Super Bowl. Like, that is the biggest game. And then you call all these other, like, Prudential Insurance Bowl. Like,
you're just getting confused by the word bowl.
It's just bowl makes it sound like it's a real important game when
it's
really
a reward for having a 500 or better season. Which is sad. If you go 6-6, you can go to a bowl game. That's, I mean, come on. And so when people say, oh, this coach has won 5 bowl games. Yeah, but what are the names of the bowl games?
Yeah, they're all just businesses that are sponsoring the bowl.
But you know what the bowl games are good for? When we do our pick'ems. Those end up being pretty
fun. They're fun. And here's another thing. A lot of bowls cost schools money. Like, you end up paying more. You don't make money. You lose money going to a bowl game.
So who makes that money? Because they're selling a sponsorship to the bowl.
Right. And then the school is required to sell a certain amount of tickets or take a certain amount of tickets.
So who's the Daddy Warbucks in there? Who's collecting all that?
NCAA.
Oh.
NCAA.
Interesting.
And so some teams decline a bowl invite because they think it's too much money for their program to go.
They go to the best one they're offered.
Right, usually. But some say, no, we're good. Like, we don't want to play in a bowl, which is weird. I feel when the coaches do that, I'm like, come on. You owe the kids to let them go play in the bowl.
The ones that aren't going to play ever again.
Or if they are going to play again, maybe they want to play with their teammates one more time. What is wrong with going to the bowl? You spend so much money in your athletic department, let them play in the bowl game.
I can't believe the season's already over. Yes, we have the championship.
I know, dude.
Guys, it was yesterday. My friends were here for my birthday, and the U got absolutely annihilated on their opening weekend because they're supposed to be good, and then they ended up sucking.
Yeah.
That just happened, but that was the end. Now it's the season's over?
There is something that really put it in perspective. Like, the voice of Ray saying, the reason I started gambling, like, in the last, like, 2 months was really because Ray was talking about gambling and talking about how, like, the reason for football is gambling. Like, that's why the football season exists. Like, this is where you make your money. And that voice, Ray, plays in my head all the time. Like, and it's almost over.
But
and
did you make your money?
No, I made my money at the beginning and I'm slowly losing it.
Well, that's when you got to make your hay.
But what
the better is football season is when you're making a ton of money. Baseball, it's tough out there.
But what I'm
basketball,
saying is the sadness. The sadness is real. Like football, college football.
You realize it's not even close to over. It goes all the way through like January.
I know, but
you have NFL.
But all the 200 games on Saturday, like that's going to be over.
That is going to be over. And like you're going to have like a week off and there's going to be bowl, and then the bowl games will start up.
A lot of space.
And there won't be as many. There'll be 3 bowl games a day.
And coach, let's not forget fantasy football games coming to an end now. Like it's slowly coming to an end and it's a little sad.
And it makes you realize, man, I should have cherished those days more when the girlfriend, when the wife had me go run this errand, honeydews. I was missing this game that I didn't cherish.
Right.
Every game you need to be in front of the TV with your potato chips, with your beer, worshiping that game because it's going
to
end.
So as excited as we get for Thanksgiving and Christmas, the calendar's about to flip to December. Mm-hmm. It is a little sad because that is the realization that football is winding down. But in the NFL, it's just getting good. The
NFL's just getting good.
It's just getting good. When it flips to December, we find out who the real team is and who the contenders and the pretenders.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you make that up?
No.
Damn it.
They all say that.
Everybody. Oh,
God, stop repeating what they all say. See, I'm so impressed by that. One of these days, you're going to say something. I'm going to be like, so good. And you're going to be like, I made that up. And then everyone's
going to... Listen, I didn't put a lot of thought into it. This isn't... We were just talking and this conversation was flowing that way. So I...
Okay.
When it gets cold outside, that's when you find out who the real people in the NFL are. Everybody can play in the nice weather when it's sunny and 75. Now we get to see when it's cold, it's snowing, bad weather. Can you win in December? That separates Super Bowl champions from... First round exits.
There is something special about turning that TV on and seeing a Snowmageddon football game. Like, I just love it. I don't know what it is.
They're coming.
Everything get is ready. All white.
You know that weather keeps getting worse. You had a tropical storm, whatever it was. Blizzard Bruce came through. I mean, you're getting some weather games. There are going to be more in the coming weeks.
You got to think, like, when they're passing the ball, there's zero visibility after 10 yards. Like, that's just a different... game strategy. Like,
what about usually in New England, the fog's so bad? Like, they have trouble with the TV cameras.
Yeah.
They'll not be able to do the wide angles. They'll just be on the field doing it. And you'll be like, what? This is the crappiest footage ever because of the fog.
Eddie's favorite quarterback got benched. It was announced yesterday. Blake Bortles. We keep saying he sucks.
And I didn't say he was my fit.
Started the season. I remember me saying that the Jaguars were going to suck. And I am right.
You were correct. And here's the thing. He's benched. They're going to go with Cody Kessler. They just said, look.
Who? Cody Kessler?
Yep.
Who's that?
He was the Browns QB. And he
I do remember him.
Yeah. So they just said, look, it's not working. It's time to make a change till the end of the season. And so we may have seen Blake Bortles play in his last game as a Jacksonville Jaguar.
Oh, I thought you were about to say the NFL. Ever.
Me too. Would you say that? I mean, you've really stuck with the opinion of like he's just not good enough.
He's not good enough. Is he good enough to be a backup?
Yeah, yeah.
I think he can be a backup.
Colt McCoy's good enough to be a backup.
Colt McCoy, I think, is better than Blake Bortles.
Okay.
In my opinion, he throws the ball better than Blake Bortles.
Okay.
And so I think Blake Bortles can be a backup, but this could be the Jacksonville realizing, okay, we made a mistake. They bought in. When they made it to the AFC Championship last year, they're like, okay, we can manage with Blake Bortles. And this year, the wheels have fallen off, just absolutely fallen off. And I think the defense is bitter towards the offense. I think they're like, we have to play a perfect game and give up no points with Blake Bortles as our quarterback. And publicly, they're not going to say that. They come out and they're like, Blake Bortles is our guy. Blake Bortles, we got his back. We're a team. But I think something happened in that locker room that – it just divided them, defense, offense, and they hate each other. It's just the season has been a total bust. So it made me think, because I thought Jacksonville was going to be good. I thought they could lean on that defense just like they did last year. Run, run, run. It hurt. Leonard Fournette was out for a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then he's out again.
Yeah, suspended. So I want to know, who is the most disappointing team in the NFL this year?
This year?
This year.
You have one, Ray?
I'm going to have to go with Tennessee Titans. I realize they're right down the road, but man, after we went to the playoffs, we beat the Kansas City Chiefs. We went up against the Patriots, got beat. The Titans back in the playoffs. They're looking awesome. And then this year, and now they just lost to the Texans. They ain't even going to make the playoffs. Man, and they almost seem like a guaranteed thing. You beat the Eagles. You're beating some dominant teams. We're not even making the playoffs, boys.
I'm going to go ahead and say the Eagles. I think the Eagles, people expect the Eagles to be really good. I think they're coming back from a Super Bowl champion. They did the exact opposite. They've lost so many games. They started their season with Nick Foles. Their starter wasn't even playing. Now their starter's back, and they're still not winning games. I mean, I think the Eagles are just a big disappointment.
I am sticking with the Jacksonville Jaguars. They were 10 minutes, maybe even less than that, away from the Super Bowl. They were beating the Patriots in the fourth quarter. They could smell the Super Bowl. They could sense, like, oh my gosh, I can almost have a chance to play for the Lombardi Trophy.
Dude, I'm remembering this game as you're saying
and
it.
And the Patriots broke their hearts, and you expected them, okay. And then they come out and they beat the Patriots earlier this season, and you're like, okay, the Jaguars mean business this year, and it just train wreck. I don't know. Not that I trusted Blake Bortles, not that I believed in him as a quarterback, but I believed them as a team. I thought they had the right combination of how they were going to do it. Defense, run the ball, and I think they're the biggest disappointment because I thought this year they could have a chance to surprise, I mean, just get back to where they were. They had it. That's it. Green Bay Packers are another one.
That's another disappointed team, yeah.
Another disappointed team.
Are they for sure done, or they got to win out?
They
got to
win out.
Luck.
They got to win out and get some help.
Yeah.
So what about the Steelers? And I know they're not having a terrible season, but don't...
Coach, they're looking pretty damn good.
Don't the Steelers look like every time they like every week, don't you feel like, oh yeah, I mean, they're playing X and X. Like, don't you think they're going to just dominate every single game and they either squeak by or they don't win? Like, I just don't understand. I know they're having the Le'Veon Bell thing and everything, but really, they have a lot of power, a lot of great players on their team, but they barely win.
But you realize
the
NFL's
understand how
built
hard it is to win in the NFL. The average margin of victory is 3 points.
Thank you. I was just about to say, the NFL is built for every game to be decided by about 3 points. If a team wins by three touchdowns, that is amazing in the NFL.
Yes. And I also said they also lose.
You are blinded by you see the Chiefs, the Rams, and the Saints. That's not normal.
And the Chargers.
No, the Chargers lost to the Denver Broncos.
Yes.
Then guess what? The Steelers lost to the Denver Broncos. So what does that tell you? The Broncos are playing pretty well.
That's weird, man. With who's their quarterback?
Case Keenum. Case Keenum was in what game last year? The NFC Championship game. He led Minnesota to so he's serviceable. He's okay. He's not great, but that defense is playing well. They're running the
back.
Ball. And
yeah, Lindsey, the rookie
Steelers
running back.
Are 7-3-1. They won, like I said yesterday, they had two rough road games in a row where they had to go to Jacksonville, who plays them well, beat them twice last year, and they eke out a win. They dominated against the Broncos, dominated. Did they win? No. But the stats, if you looked at the stats, you'd be like, man, the Steelers won. But they had four turnovers that killed them. So yeah. The Steelers are still really good.
I feel like every week I go in like, all right, the Steelers are going to win. Let's do this. And then they just like, oh, it's the most stressful game. You're watching it like unbelievable. Like, they're supposed to be better than this. Yes, they have great plays. And there's that pass. They go 97 yards. It looks awesome. But other than that, they can't get first downs. They turn the ball over. They're kicking a field goal to win the game and they miss it. It's the same story every time. And I just don't know what is wrong with them this year. Connor. Sometimes James Connor has a great game. Sometimes they just can't.
That's with every NFL player. Sometimes they have a great game.
I just expect the Steelers to be so good.
They are so good. And they're making a run. Big Ben is looking amazing. He's still agile for some weird reason that he can still be flexible.
He almost
and throw
ran
the ball.
Into our touchdown this week.
And he does that. You got Connor's amazing. Le'Veon Bell, so he can't come back. That's right. Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster. Dude, they are
You're
so good.
You're naming all those awesome weapons.
They're
they
so
have.
Good. Those,
You're right.
They're 7-3.
They should be killing teams.
They're making a run. Watch out for the Steelers.
Like, what do you want them to do?
Win games by 10.
Okay, they beat Atlanta 41-17.
What other game?
They beat Cincinnati 28-21.
Oh my gosh, Cincinnati's done. Yeah.
They're done. Andy Dalton's on the IR.
Oh,
he's out for the year.
Oh my goodness, I just saw that.
Pittsburgh beat Cleveland 33-18. They beat Baltimore 23-16. They beat Carolina 52-21. I mean, they're handling business.
And that Carolina win was real impressive.
Real impressive.
They killed them. Juju Smith-Schuster.
But yeah, I don't know. That's what the Chargers, they're one of the teams that annoy me. They lose games when I'm just like.
They're another one that should be dominating with their offense and all of their tools.
But they're in trouble because Melvin
Gordon's out.
Yeah, MCL injury.
But I'm telling you, Austin Eckler is a good backup.
Yeah.
Now, the problem with Austin Eckler, which is he's a great running back. Like, he is a rookie. I don't know what his story
is. No, he's just a small guy.
But he's pretty new, and he is the backup running back. And when he gets the ball, I mean, they just can't stop him. He goes. But there was this one game, I don't know, a few weeks back, where he had to start for Melvin Gordon, and he did nothing. Like, as a starter, he hasn't proven that he can be a good running back as a starter.
You know why?
Why?
It's a difference between coming in for a few plays and being the lead back that has to carry the load because they game plan for you. You're a change of pace back, so you're used to Melvin Gordon, boom, boom, boom. And then you're a little shifty guy, and you run, you know what I mean? Like, they're tired. So he comes in when they've already been playing some plays. They're a little exhausted. They're asking for oxygen, needing subs. So maybe
he comes in full power.
See, he comes in rested. Maybe he's against the backup linebackers or the backup defensive line. So he looks better. Mm. It's harder for him to be the starting running back because it's asking him to do more.
He's a good running back, and the dude has skills. But just like, I guess you're right. Like, once they figure him out, a little easier to stop.
But I like him. I like Eckler. But
you think that since Melvin Gordon's out, they're in trouble?
Yeah. Melvin Gordon is a... I mean, you saw it when they played Tennessee in London. They struggled on offense.
Was he out or
he
what?
He was out.
Oh.
Without Melvin Gordon. So
the Chargers didn't look that good in London.
That was a
game
time decision, too.
Yeah, he was in my fantasy lineup and I left him in. And this weekend, Pittsburgh plays the Chargers. So the two teams that we get mad at for you saying, like, oh, they're not good enough, they play this weekend.
Hey. Not bad.
Yeah,
that was a good little teaser.
Good little teaser. And man, bad day for Adidas and Nike.
Oh boy, somebody else get called out?
Yeah, well, no.
Shoes and apparel or apparel?
Adidas, Nike was arrested.
All of them?
No.
The
26-year-old Adidas Nike Brown was arrested.
Stop it. That's his name? No, dude. Oh my God.
So his last name's Nike and his parents named him Adidas?
No. Middle name Nike, first name Adidas.
What's his last name?
Puma? Brown.
Oh, Brown.
Adidas Nike Brown.
There were Buster Brown shoes back in the day.
How hilarious of a name is Adidas Nike?
Adidas is a cool name, though.
Adidas
I do
kind of cool
like
name.
That name. I do think that's a cool
Nike's
name.
Nike's a weird word.
Dang, you just gave me a kid idea name. Thank you.
You about to have a kid?
Adidas? That's awesome.
Adidas.
Adidas.
Did you clean your room?
What do you call him for short? Adi?
Oh, careful.
Addis?
Addy.
But that sounds like a girl's name.
Yeah, but his full name's Adidas.
But yeah, 26-year-old Adidas Nike Brown of Monroe is charged with one count of possession of a Scheduled I drug, ecstasy, and one count of possession of marijuana.
So did you read that headline and go like, what? Like, that's major clickbait right there. Got you good.
Yes, I was so confused. I was like, what are they talking about? Adidas and Nike. What happened there?
Nike's one of those words, too, that you look at and you're just like, that's just a weird-looking word. N-I-K-E. And what if it's just Nike? Like, growing up, I had friends from Mexico, like from Mexico City, and they would come visit us and they'd spend weeks with us. And we'd go to the mall and they'd be like, I want to get some Nike. And they'd be like,
some
Nike,
what?
Nike, Nike, shoes, Nike.
Oh.
And it was just like, well, I wonder, and they would say, I know an Australian girl and she calls them Adidas. So, like, you wonder...
Wait, I would say what?
Adidas.
Adidas?
Yeah, that's how
that even sounds like a cool name, Adidas.
She pronounces Adidas, Adidas. So you wonder, like, what's the real pronunciation of these shoes?
Nike. Never do you do the E the way...
No, it's Nike.
E.
So that's what I think.
I feel like Nike would correct you.
There's Knicks.
No, Nike, I think, because it's like anything else with an I-K-E would be Ike. Mike and Ike.
How do you know? How do you spell Ike?
I-K-E.
Ooh.
Bike. Hike.
Bike.
You know what I'm saying? Guys, we could be saying the word Nike all wrong.
So you think maybe they were named Nike and people started pronouncing it Nike and so they just went with it because they couldn't correct people.
Correct.
And once it took off, why would you correct
them? Why would you change something that's already something?
Adidas.
I like your shoes. What are those? Adidas.
What are the best shoe? What is your number one shoe brand right now? For me, dude, Adidas. They are amazing. I just
start calling it Adidas.
Dude, I just looked at it the other day. The last awesome pairs of shoes I've got, Adidas.
Adidas.
Adidas. Dude, I love Adidas.
I just go Nike because that's what I have most of. And like, they're comfortable.
I'm not really a shoe guy. I don't really pay attention to, but my last pair that I bought, I mean, the ones I have on, they're a year and 4 months old. And they're Nikes, but New Balance are super comfortable.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's going to age you right there. That's grandpa shoes.
Dude, I have a memory of New Balance. When I first...
Wait, you think New Balance is a grandpa shoe?
I mean, Gramps always had the New Balances.
Listen, the first time I saw Willie Nelson in concert when I was like,
oh, no.
I don't know, 11 years old, I got front row Willie Nelson. He comes out and I'm like, dude, redheaded stranger. This is a cowboy. He's a redneck. His name is Willie Nelson. Let's watch this. He comes out and he's got all the cat t-shirt with Wrangler jeans. New Balance shoes. And his shoe, and that was my first memory of like, cowboys wearing New Balance shoes?
So,
Coach, maybe he is like, well, it's old man.
Hey, Coach, not all those country artists wear cowboy hats.
Man, I'm looking
at... Hey, Willie got a cowboy hat. Damn, looks good. T-shirt, Wrangler jeans. Ooh, nice belt buckle. New Balance
shoes? Hey, and you know Eric Church? He doesn't wear those sunglasses all the time.
Yeah,
he
knows. Because
one time,
not.
You and me were at a bar. And he's behind the bar, not wearing sunglasses.
Not wearing sunglasses.
Well, yeah, he's inside.
Not one person recognized the
Coach,
guy.
All his concerts are, a lot of his concerts
different,
are inside.
Different, different. He's performing. I mean, he's just trying to relax at the bar. Give him a break.
One time I saw Eric Church, and he was wearing, like, Dockers. He looked like he had just left Lowe's. He's wearing Dockers and, like, a flannel shirt. And like, wow, that's the Chief? On Front Street, my bad.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, come on.
Like, look at that. Eric Church was at Home Depot today.
Dude, one time I saw Brantley Gilbert, and he was wearing a polo t-shirt. I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh.
What else we got, Coach?
Wait, I'm looking up New Balance because I'm trying to see if these are old men's shoes.
Hey, on the front of the website, there's just an old man with a walker and a New Balance.
Man, because I think New Balance are so comfortable.
Well, man, but Coach, the older you get, you chase comfort. You no longer chase style. Like, I like style versus, I mean, I like comfort versus style at my
age. See, look at these Adidas. They got this weird writing on the back.
Those are cool looking.
I don't even know what that says.
That looks Jewish.
Adidas. And guess what the new pair I asked for Christmas? James Harden 3s? Adidas. Dude, I love Adidas.
James Harden 3s? Let me look those up.
They just came out.
I cannot believe you.
I put on the Santa wish list.
Those have to be in the hundreds, huh?
Oh, yeah. Dude, all of Adidas are in the hundreds.
Really?
You're not giving you're under 100 in Adidas? No.
See, I'm telling you, I don't buy my own clothes. I've never bought a pair of shoes. I don't know how much they cost.
But it's a good pair of shoes.
You want the black ones?
I got the white with the black lettering and straps.
How much are those, Coach?
They're like $130, I thought.
These are what you want?
But the white version.
What's with that buckle on the top?
Yeah.
That looks like those slide-ons.
Ask Harden. He made them.
How do you think he pronounced it?
Now, how involved are these players in the design of these shoes?
Zero.
Dude, I've got to say less than 1%. Telling me James Harden really designed these shoes I'm about to wear? No way.
It's in the contract, I bet, where he just says, like, you have no say-so in our shoes. Like, your name is on it, and that's it.
We'll do everything else.
You could tour the factory with your family, and that's cool and all, but other than that, you have no say-so. We're the shoe people.
We don't need you in the shoe factory picking out the rubber and the laces and all that.
Now, if you want custom shoes, we'll make them for you, but...
You make three-pointers.
Right.
We make shoes.
We make shoes. Thank you. Gotcha. What do you think, Coach?
Well, I feel like... I don't know. I've never thought about it until
like Jordan?
I feel like Jordan is in on the process.
Yeah. I would agree.
Why Jordan and why not Harden?
Because the Jordan brand is different than the James Harden. It seems like he just slapped his name on a shoe. Jordan is the shirt, the shoe, the everything, the lifestyle. It's Jordan.
Yes.
He created the Jordan sign.
Okay.
It's him dunking the ball.
What about the jerseys that have Jordans, like the Jordan jerseys now?
Nowadays, he doesn't do any of that. But back in the day, I bet he was really hands-on.
I feel like they send him pictures, be like, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think of that?
Yeah. He has to check mark it.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah. Well, because like a lot of these artists, when you go to a concert and if you're going to do press and you're going to take pictures of them on stage, they have to approve them for you to put them out in press.
What are you talking? Oh, like the professional photographers.
Yeah, I feel like Jordan would get the same, privilege, I don't know what you're, the same courtesy. They would ask him, okay, do you like the color of blue right here? Do you want some black on it? What do you think of adding some red?
Everywhere you look, though, is Jordan's emblem. Like, everywhere in sports. Like, it's everywhere. He can't okay all of it,
but,
right? Like, even...
I get that, but we're talking
about...
But
the shoes. I'm talking about the shoes only.
I hear. But we're talking about people having people. So, like, Eddie, your dad, does he have people? Or is it just your dad just doing his like my dad at his business and in his life? My dad doesn't have people. He doesn't have like an accountant.
It's just my dad.
It's just my dad. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like people like James Harden, Jordan,
they have
so many people that do things for him. We have no idea of that world. My dad never had people. He did everything by himself.
But even people with people, those people bring the finalized all where all he has to do is look at it and they're like, yep, I like it.
So you think Jordan's still looking at pictures and he's doing a check mark if he likes it?
I mean, what if there's an ugly shoe? Like the ugly.
Like Steph Curry's that came out a few years ago.
Weren't they really ugly?
They were the most disgusting looking things and people ripped them. I mean, they were just like, really? Grandpa, why, did they not even think about this? These are the ugliest shoes ever. I feel like Steph Curry had no idea those were going to be that ugly. And they just put him out and he's like, uh-oh. And he has to still support them.
Yeah, because his name's on it.
His name is on it. So I feel like they have to go to the player and talk about, hey.
A little bit. Like they have James Harden in the James Harden 3 meetings, but he doesn't design any of the crap. They've got so many specialists that do all
definitely
that kind of
stuff. Definitely doesn't design. But I bet you if he's like drunk one night.
He probably doesn't even want to wear them. They're like, hey, you got to wear them on Christmas Day when you guys play. They're coming out. You're going to please
Does
wear
them.
Does
he not play him, wear them in the NBA?
He
when
probably
he play
wears New Balances.
No, he probably has to wear his shoe.
He probably has to wear his shoe.
Yeah,
sort of like if you have an endorsement deal with a clothing company, you have to wear that clothing company all the time. You cannot wear anything else.
Or you just got to make sure it's covered up when you take your pictures.
Because if you get a picture, yeah.
Because we've had a buddy, he would always have to tape over stuff. He would have $400 sunglasses.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. He had $400 sunglasses. I had to do a motion to show Eddie who it was. He had $400 sunglasses, but he had a black piece of tape over it because that brand couldn't get out that he was wearing that brand.
Yes.
How awesome. Well, crazy
and that's
is
why
that?
When you look at Eric Church, like back to Eric Church, he has Ray-Ban sunglasses. Everyone knows he has Ray-Ban. So don't be surprised if he has an endorsement with Ray-Ban to wear his those sunglasses.
It's like Jordan when he was on the Dream Team. They were Adidas uniforms.
Adidas.
And he covered it up. He covered up the Adidas logo in the team picture.
Yeah.
Because he was a Nike dude.
Okay.
It's complicated.
It's so weird how that works.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a sensitive thing that you can't be...
That's a huge part of their income. I mean, that's a huge part of their money, like where their money comes from, wearing their product. Like, that's crazy. We don't even think about it. We just think of, like, oh, new contracts, like, their sports, their team, how much are they going to get from their team, what's their contract say? Like, no, the clothes that they wear outside, everywhere they go. Like, Harden, he probably has to wear Adidas when he's walking down the street.
Dang, he can never wear a pair of Nikes?
Oh my gosh, if someone snapped a picture and he's wearing Pumas, oh, get out. He's in trouble.
It'd be over. Contract cut up. See you later.
And wasn't his contract like humongous when he signed that?
All these guys are humongous. I mean, they get these record deals. It's amazing. They make more from clothing endorsements than they do in their regular contract.
They said Beast Mode never used his football money. He just used his endorsement money to pay for stuff.
Do you really believe that?
Nah.
Do you really believe that?
If he did that, great job with your finances and way to have self-control.
Because
props
Gronk,
on that.
I believe Gronk said the same thing. And I want to believe...
He gets his money from Tide Pod?
But his rookie year, what are you paying? You're not getting endorsements your rookie year.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, how are you living?
You're not. It just makes for a good story. Oh, yeah, I put all my money away.
Wait,
what
do you mean? What's the story? What do you mean?
They say, I've never used any of my football money.
Oh.
And I wonder, well, then how did you live your, like, when you're a rookie, you have no money. You're not working at McDonald's on the side saving extra money. So
maybe they mean game money.
Maybe a signing bonus?
Because didn't we talk about Deshaun Watson where he gave his first game check to Sony?
Yes,
so
but he had made enough with the signing
bonus. But you make all these bonuses before or whatever.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what they mean, game money.
Speaking of bonuses, the Boston Red Sox, the World Series champions.
Yes.
Between 66 players, they split the World Series bonus of $31.7 million. So every player,
$2 million.
$416,000.
Coach, you terrible at math.
Math was a little wrong.
Can you imagine, though, like if that you're one of the players and you're just like, all right, where's my $2 million? They would easily just go, oh, here's your $2 million right here. Yeah, dumb idiot doesn't know it's four.
Not a bad payout for winning the World Series.
So this is what we were talking about a while back when we were like, okay, winning versus money, and it was my argument that, like, you know, they chase the money, not winning. This really is a pretty good incentive for them to win.
To win.
Yeah.
Winning brings...
I had no idea this incentive even existed.
Yeah,
the existence of you've got to win to keep, or you get Blake Bortles. Like, those people end up becoming poor. You want to be good. It's you strive in life to be good, or
yes,
you get Blake
the more
Bortles.
You win, the more money that's going to come. Sort of like in your contract, a lot of people have, if I win MVP or if I win the Super Bowl MVP, I get this amount of bonus. If I'm named All Pro or I'm first team All NBA defensive team, you have to think of everything. If I lead the league in 3-point shooting, like shooting percentage, if I score if my free throw percentage is above 80%, they have all sorts of little things in their contract that they get a bonus for this, a bonus for that. If I work, I mean.
But they also get docked for a ton of stuff.
They get docked for a lot of things.
But I've had buddies.
Like other than penalties?
All kinds of stuff, dude. All kinds.
Like what? Like, give me an example.
My buddies. Weight bonuses. I mean, if you're not.
Oh, if you're fat, if you're overweight.
Marshawn Lynch was at that. Or not at Marshawn Lynch. Eddie Lacy when they was with the Seahawks. They gave him bonuses for being at a certain weight.
Where is he? Is he done playing football?
He's probably at Golden Corral.
Was that his problem?
I don't know.
Dude,
but
that's what they made fun of him for.
Eddie Lacy was a rookie running back from Alabama and played with the Green Bay Packers, then went to the Seahawks, but he'd always come back from the offseason fat.
I mean, he was huge.
But he could still run.
Jamarcus Russell came back from the offseason heavier. He's not in the league anymore.
Guys, you get paid
millions. But he was on that scissor.
Yeah.
Does that make you gain weight?
I don't know, but...
A little dime a tap?
He was bad news. He was bad news.
There's stuff you don't even know about, man. Oh, he was really responsible, and he didn't celebrate when he scored a touchdown. Yeah, because he gets fined if he celebrates $2,000, probably.
Okay.
Coach, these guys aren't... They're always acting for money. Oh, why did Marshawn Lynch just eat a bag of Skittles on the field? Because he probably had a Skittles deal, and he said Skittles were his favorite candy.
Yes.
Speaking of, there's something just real quick. Something I noticed that you guys watch the Bose commercial breaks for, during football games now?
Yeah.
So they split
screen. During the actual freaking game. It goes, oh, we're now going to silence.
Oh, yeah, we'll be back in 20
seconds. And they play a Bose commercial. Yes. It's the one where Aaron Rodgers is walking around the stadium and everyone disappears except this little Green Bay Packer fan girl. And he gives her the football that he has. And that commercial's playing, but there's also a little box on the corner that's showing live at the game that's happening that you're watching. Every coach with their Bose headphones talking like about plays. Like, I don't know,
dude, I've never noticed that.
Watch it. That is money making endorsement.
You know the camera guys. Get head coach. Head coach.
I think the offense coordinator has his Bose headset.
Oh, hold on. Belichick just threw his on the ground.
Get out. Next camera.
And they broke. They made it look really chintzy.
And every headphone they're wearing is Bose.
Well, of course, it's the official headphone of the NFL.
See?
Dude, there like when they had the tablets, they all went first.
Yeah, the Microsoft
tablets.
They were
using the tablets, but the guys were saying they were such bad pieces of crap. And Belichick was like, this thing's horrible, but the league is making us use them. And like these players are throwing them. Some of them couldn't even understand it. They're like, yeah, they're making us use them. We're going to try it. I don't know if they still make them use them.
Yeah, I think they still use them because when the guy goes to the review, he goes to the Microsoft little vision thing and looks in there at the replay. And I want to talk about Kawhi versus Pop.
Go ahead.
Are they kind of going at it a little
They're
bit?
They're going at it again.
In the media.
And for the first time ever, I think Popovich has his feelings hurt. I think the whole time in San Antonio, he's had it so easy because he's been able to get players that listen to him and do how he says and do it the Spur way. And everything seems to be on the up and up. And Kawhi not being who Popovich wanted him to be, wanting out, saying, I need to leave. I think Popovich has his feelings hurt because here we are still, and Popovich comes out and says, yeah, Kawhi was a great player, but he wasn't much of a leader. And Popovich never airs that kind of stuff in the media. He never goes to the media. He doesn't give you things like that. He doesn't talk bad about players.
You're right.
And I feel like a little bit his feelings are hurt that Kawhi wanted to leave. And then Kawhi came back and goes, that's funny. I don't know what he's talking about. I guess they forget when you don't play. How much of a leader you are, but I'm worried about Toronto. I'm in Toronto now. But
who were some of the Spurs players that were big key players for the Spurs that left and went somewhere else?
Nobody.
I think that's.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He got his feelings hurt. He got his feelings hurt.
Because none of his big players ever left Popovich.
Tony Parker did this season, but he was
right.
He's done.
Yeah. You know, Tim Duncan never left. Ginobili never left. Like, you know, Steven Jackson left, or like those guys did. But that wasn't important enough to talk about. Kawhi was a key player for the Spurs, so maybe that is something where, like, finally he knows what it feels like to lose someone, not have control. Yeah, maybe you're right.
And so his feeling, he can't let it go.
It's definitely right. I mean, this is out of character for him.
Like, I would like to see Popovich just leave it. Let it go, man. Like, let it go. Be the Greg Popovich I'm used to seeing and knowing and loving through all these years. I don't want you to get into this media war with Kawhi Leonard. You be you. And just let him go. He's gone. He's not coming back. We've moved on. We got DeMar DeRozan and Patel for him. And that's all we can do. Don't keep airing the dirty laundry in the media. If you want to write a book when you're done with your coaching career, that's fine. But right now, I don't want to hear it, Popovich.
Isn't he even getting a little political? Like, and I know it started like last year during the election and all that, but like, I feel like more and more Popovich is getting a little more political and where he stands politically on different issues in our country. Like, and you're just a head coach, dude. Like, and you're very well liked. Like, people like Popovich because he just says what it is about basketball, and this is the most important thing. Like, you coach basketball, but in the last year or so, he's been very outly opinionated about political events.
Well, there's been big political events in the past year.
Yeah,
right. There's been big things that have happened. And everybody knows where he stands. So when they ask him, he talks about it. And I have no problem with a coach or a player speaking about how they feel. They are allowed to have their opinions. They're allowed to express their opinions. Steve Kerr does the same thing. LeBron does. I mean, I don't mind when Popovich speaks on politics and things like that. If you do, and you say, oh, like that girl, that lady that told LeBron to shut up and dribble or whatever.
Who did that?
I don't even know. You'll have to look
Coach,
her up.
Coach, just go to Daily Mail from 8 months ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because they're athletes doesn't mean they can't give you their opinion. Like, what's wrong with them giving you their opinion? They have a right. They have a platform. They can say what they want to say. You don't have to believe them. Like, did you have a problem with Taylor Swift getting on her Instagram and telling people to go vote and who to vote for?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it just always rubs me the wrong way. Like, I listen to Taylor for her music. I don't care about her political views. I watch Coach Popovich because I'm a Spurs fan. He's not running for president. So, like,
but he could.
Okay, and when he does, he can talk about his political agenda.
But with coaches ripping on players, you don't see it in college at all. They never rip on the players.
Correct.
So, and then in professional sports, it rarely happens. So it is pretty cool when I go to ESPN.com and it says, Pop says Kawhi wasn't a great leader. I'm like, oh, yes. A coach is going after a player. Yeah. Yes.
I do. Like I said, we've said this before. I wish coaches were more honest, but I wish they were more honest in that time frame. I don't need Pop bashing Kawhi.
We got nothing during that time frame.
6 months later, right.
Nobody had any idea what was going on.
It was hush, 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 hush. And now we want to talk about it and start saying he wasn't a good leader. Then why'd you try to re-sign him? If he wasn't a good leader, why did you want him to stay in San Antonio so bad? It feels like hurt feelings and Popovich needs to grow up. I mean, is it just he's getting old and he's like, man, that was my chance to win another championship before I ride out into the sunset?
Did his wife die?
Yeah, his wife did die.
I mean, there's been a lot of changes in his life. Maybe he's just having a hard time with life. Like, you realize, and like basketball coaches especially, or baseball managers, like, their seasons are so long, and like, he had no time to really grieve and like get over all that. And maybe it's just all rolled into one. Like, you can't really separate your personal life with your work life because you're playing games every day and you're traveling every day. Like, maybe he's just having a rough time right now, and he's just trying to like, he's just letting it out on Kawhi or something. I don't know.
That is a good point.
It's uncharacteristic for sure.
His wife did die, and it's a life event, and that's a tough thing to deal with. And then you lose your wife, then you lose your best player, and
it could be all rolled into one.
Like, and you know that the season's going to be a struggle. You're trying to make the play. I mean, you're going to get in as a 7 or 8 seed if you get in the playoffs. And man, he doesn't air that stuff out in the media, and I think he should take a step back. And then last night I was wrong. The Titans got rolled by the Texans.
Man, but they started out 10-0.
Exactly. I told you guys the Texans were the worst 7-3 team I'd seen in a while. Now they're 8-3. They looked pretty good last night. I still don't think they're at the upper echelon of the AFC. I don't think they can win the AFC.
They are a lot better though with Demaryius Thomas, man.
They ran the ball well last night. That Lamar Miller run was ridiculous. 97-yard touchdown. Great. Thanks. Thanks, Titans.
Yeah.
So the Titans are Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
The Titans, Mariota completed 22 of 23 passes and they lost the game? How? Sometimes stats don't make any sense whatsoever.
Well, some of those passes can only be like 2 yards.
Oh.
Right? I mean, I didn't watch the game. Like, and a question for you, Lunchbox. We were together doing a charity event till like 10 o'clock at night. How did you watch the game?
I record.
You recorded and stayed up and watched
I didn't watch the whole thing.
So what do? You fast forward through it?
Yeah, and just kind of watch, you know, a little.
I'm always like just impressed that like, I mean, I got home at 10, I ate and I had to be in bed because we were back at work in the morning, like super early for the other show. I have no time. So I was just like, well, I'm just not going to see the Titans game, I guess.
I watched the first part of it and Titans jumped out 2-0 or 10-0. Next thing you know, it was 24-10. I mean, Texans poured it on real quick.
Lamar Miller have a big game?
He had 12 rushes for 162 yards. So that's going to be deceiving because he had one rush for 97 yards. So then the rest was just kind of, you know, but Deshaun Watson had 70 yards rushing and Alfred Blue had 49 yards rushing. The problem with the Titans is they couldn't run the ball. Mariota threw for 300 yards. The Titans ran for 100 yards total. 39 by Corey Davis, their wide receiver. 30 by Derrick Henry. 28 by Mariota and 8 by Deion Lewis. I mean, that's just not good enough. If they're supposed to be a tough, rough, you know, pound them football team, and they can't run the ball.
Well, they're making the playoffs now, so I mean, that game was the big one for the Titans. If you're a Titans fan, they ain't making the playoffs. I'm sorry, definitely not now after that game. And they started out 10-0, where you really thought we were going to go to the playoffs.
Right, you're thinking
going to win his lock.
Right. You're thinking, okay, changed. Here we go. This is what we look like.
Oh, they did look amazing when it was 10-0, though. I will tell you that. I was like, oh, Lunch was right, and they're looking awesome.
Yeah, the Titans are not making the playoffs.
Oh, not even close, dude, because they got some games still coming up.
Well, yeah, everybody has games.
Everybody does. It's only week 12. We're still in the middle of the season.
Yeah, my bad.
Because they are 5-6.
Got a couple games coming up,
yeah,
guys.
Most of the teams have some more games. Yeah.
That's crazy because they play week 17. That's 17 really game. Weird.
Yeah,
16 games, but there's 17
wins.
Well,
right.
But
yeah, you were trying to be funny and you said
I know. I
hate when that happens.
You tried for that joke and I was like, should I let it slide?
That's where I turtle head and just like put my head shirt over my head. It's so stupid.
Turtle head, what is that?
Like when the turtle gets like, oh man, put my head back in my shell.
Oh, is that like when you have to go to the bathroom, you're like, oh, I got turtle head?
No, that's you're talking about turtle head like sticking out of the shell.
Yeah.
It's different. Prairie dogging it.
What's prairie dog? Like do you call it prairie dogging?
Because it comes out of the prairie dog's head comes out of the hole.
I thought prairie dogging was people at work when they work in cubicles and you look over the cubicles to see if your buddies are in their cubicle.
Yeah,
that's called prairie dogging.
Oh, I always thought when you had to go and it's like, oh, some of it's coming out already. I'm prairie dogging it.
Oh, I always call that turtle head.
Yeah, I call that turtling.
Oh, turtling?
Yeah.
Nah, we call it different things.
Dude, prairie dogging, when we worked at Grande, we're always like, oh, look at Johnny's prairie dogging.
Head comes up over the cubicle.
I didn't know it meant you had to go to the bathroom.
I mean, think about it. There's a hole that goes in the ground and the prairie dog comes out and sticks his head out. Prairie dogging it.
Oh, I thought that was the groundhog.
Probably, you can call it groundhogging it.
Dude, I think I said that sometimes to my managers. I was like, what are you guys doing over there, prairie dogging?
And the manager's like, how do you know?
Oh. Like, whoa, man. Am I walking different?
That Ray, man. That was weird. I was prairie dogging. He knew it.
He asked me if I was prairie dogging.
And I was. So stupid.
All right. Well, that's it. I'm out, dude. That's all I got.
Yeah, we're good.
Hey, no locks from me. I need another weekend where there's NFL and stuff like that. I can't do a weekday lock.
And
so
loser
sorry.
Bets, he did clarify, too, that Ray has double the amount of bets on Lunchbox.
That's what I told you.
Yeah.
Regardless, I have to start winning them.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the lock guy, so you got.
I am the lock guy.
Take some time. You're allowed to have time off. Need to be back soon.
Yeah. Give me a couple days off. The thing about being the lock guy is you got to come with the hammer. I'm bringing the money.
No, you got to come with the lock. You don't need a hammer. You need a lock.
Right. That's the hammer's to break the lock.
That's what I'm saying. If you're going to break the lock.
I'm not going to get on here and say that I'm the lock guy and just put all these ice cold ass picks. Like, I need to be good, and I don't feel like I'm good until probably right around Thursday night I'll have a pick. Friday night I'll have a pick. I'm not doing a Tuesday. If you guys need a Tuesday, you're addicted to gambling.
And did I realize
it's basketball?
Did the Saints and Cowboys are Thursday night football?
Yeah.
Yes. I forgot about that.
Is that
too.
A flex schedule or what? I just saw that.
That
randomly.
Has to be a flex.
I don't think so though.
That is
what's a flex?
That means they can move the games if a team's better and worse for the time frame.
No, they play Thanksgiving, so they play Thursday. So
they go Thursday and then Thursday again.
Yeah. I mean, that's a week. I mean, that's like Sunday to Sunday.
Is the NFL going to schedule them any Sundays?
But usually the guy that played last Thursday doesn't play the next Thursday.
Oh.
Did the NFL mess on that one?
Was it Thanksgiving Thursday?
Yeah.
It was on a Thursday?
It's always Thursday.
So that's interesting that they did that because like when the Bears played on Thursday night after the NFL tried to screw them, they played last Thursday. They played Sunday night, then they played last Thursday. They're not playing again this Thursday.
Interesting.
Usually who plays Thursday night, you play the next Sunday.
Oh.
Get or
a
like
few
the
days off.
Rams and Chiefs, you're supposed to play in Mexico City, then you get a whole week off, more than a week off. You just get to party.
It's got to be hard to catch up. Like, I mean, when you move,
that's
stuff
interesting
around
that
like
they're
that,
playing back to back Thursdays. Yeah. I don't know if I see that very. I'm maybe it you, happens every Thanksgiving.
NFL made
and I
a
don't
mistake.
Know
that's our title for the podcast.
Okay, NFL made a mistake.
I don't think that's really a big mistake. I don't think that's a good podcast.
I mean, you really want to title the whole podcast
no,
what we
don't.
Talked about today?
No, we do not. We want to name it prairie dog or turtle dog when the poop's coming out.
Love it. Hey, that's funny too. Like we should have people tweet us like what they would have called the because it's a big deal when we're done with the podcast. We're like, all right, we're gonna upload the podcast. What should we title it? And we always come up with funny things like, oh, what's something Ray said that was funny? Or
also, do people like it? The different names, or are they like, okay, this is kind of dumb?
We try to really take some time and come up with a creative title that it's almost like when you look at Netflix when you're watching a Netflix show. It's usually, and all the episodes are called different, like The Closet. And then you realize it's called The Closet because there was a ghost inside the closet at some point in the dude's life. Whatever, you know? It's called The Corn on the Cob. And the whole episode's about.
When you're watching the Netflix and they have the individual titles for each episode, do you remember any of them?
No.
Do you remember the title of the show?
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't think people remember them. Maybe they click on them.
Well,
none of them
remember. It's a daily. We're on every day of the week. So
but it
we
sucks.
Expect...
We make them and they're all creative and nobody remembers
it's okay,
them after
Coach.
A day.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's fun for
you. It's okay. And maybe you want us to call one, you know, you want us to name it after you. Hit us up, Sore Loser Show on Twitter. Maybe we'll name one after you tomorrow or the next day. Who knows?
Just name it from a listener.
Well, it's going to be somebody that comes up with a dirty name. It's going to be Seymour Butts.
I want to tell you guys. You
okay, Seymour.
Our NFL eliminator Four people left. There's four people left.
Wow. I can't believe there's still people in this.
The Sore Loser Show one that we started at the beginning of the season on NFL.com. There's 400 people to start. It's down to four.
All right, we have down to four. Listen, we have to give them something. Like,
yeah, we're going to give them your Dak jersey.
Whoa.
Yeah, you were going to burn it yesterday, so you're ready to give it away. We'll give them a Dak jersey.
Whoa.
No, we'll find something. We'll give them something.
We'll sign like a football.
We have a crappy football that we play catch with here, and I know Eddie's thinking that's what we're going to give you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, because then how are we going to play catch?
Because it's an oversized football. It's not an NFL ball. It's not a college ball, and it's not a Nerf ball.
I think your hands are just small.
No, it's just a weird size ball. So whoever created those balls we're about to send you guys, they're off center.
No, it's not you guys. The winner of this pick'em. That's so cool. There's going to be a winner. God, dude, whoever you are, the winner of this thing, it started with 400 people. You're a baller.
Yeah, and you get no money.
No, you get something cool. We'll send you something nice.
Hey, congratulations. You survived 400 people, and you get no money. Lunch, you're still in your 1,200?
Yeah, I'm one of three.
And are you going to release that pick that you're doing this weekend or no?
I haven't decided yet.
I bet he thinks it jinxes, so he won't tell anybody.
Oh, my God, so dumb.
I would be fascinating to follow that. I like following our locks, but if you tell me the team that you're hoping to ride their back for this $1,200, that would be kind of fascinating.
I'll let you know. I gotta pick it.
I can't believe you're one of the runnings for the big money. Three people, right?
Three people, dude. I thought the Colts were going down. I was gonna win it.
Sorry, coach.
Jinxed it, but that's okay.
You didn't do anything.
That was that pass. That's in the past.
Played.
We're moving forward.
That's
we're
how the
forward.
Dice landed.
And one of the guys has the Chiefs. He'll be taking the Chiefs this weekend. They play the Raiders, so he's at least moving on.
Trap game.
What does that mean? Right.
I was just trying to give him some good juju.
I like it.
Anything else, Lunchbox?
No, that's it. I'm out.
Ray?
I'm good.
All right, we're out. Thanks for listening to Sore Losers Podcast.